Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach, and they call me the queen of predictable sales results because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process, also known as sales, but in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, including having to overcome fears or blocks about sales. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. For me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people sleep more confidently and achieve healthier rest. So I am super excited to introduce Seth Davis. Now, Seth is a certified adult sleep coach who lives in Denver, Colorado, along with his wife, Rebecca, and two young children. Now, Seth started a business called Sleepably in 2018 with Rebecca, who's a registered pediatric nurse, and their friend, Sarah, who's also a registered pediatric nurse. And both are now certified pediatric sleep consultants. Now, Sleepably's adult and pediatric sleep coaches work with people of all ages to overcome their sleep challenges and achieve healthy rest. To become a sleep coach, Seth earned 3 certifications and continually furthers his knowledge as a member of the Association of Professional Sleep Consultants. Well, welcome, Seth. I am so excited to have you as our guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for bringing me on your show, and I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, this is terrific. I'm really interested and intrigued with this expertise that you have, and I love how you're helping people with something so critical to their daily well-being. So exactly what was the inspiration or, you know, tipping point that prompted you to decide to go into business for yourself, helping people achieve healthier sleep?
Well, after graduating college, I started out as a newspaper journalist. So I was dealing with a lot of deadline pressure, and I was often nervous about how the articles I wrote would be received by readers or my editors. So any minor sleep issues I had before then sort of became amplified during that time with all the stress. And so I started to really experience some insomnia. During that time, I was either having trouble falling asleep or waking up in the middle of the night or waking up way too early and not being able to fall back asleep. Right. After a few years of the newspaper, I transitioned into more corporate settings as a marketing writer and editor, and the sleep issues kind of stuck with me off and on. So I remember walking around being very tired several days a week, dreading how I'd make it through the workday or worrying how I would sleep that night. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
So I asked a couple of doctors about the sleep issues, and they prescribed me some sleeping pills that I wasn't excited about taking. So it was something I didn't want to get hooked on or have to rely on to sleep. And it felt like I was getting a band-aid to patch up a more complicated issue.
Right.
So I suffered through this whole thing for at least 15 years.
Goodness.
So finally, a couple of years ago, I just knew that I had to change something. I had to figure it out because I couldn't imagine dealing with these issues for the next 50 years of my life.
No kidding. Yeah, so that can create a lot of stress on a daily basis.
Exactly. Yeah, it was something that I worried about, and it affected my, pretty much everything about my life. So I needed to figure it out. So I decided to Google around and see if there was such a thing as an adult sleep coach, mainly because I was ready to hire one for myself. I wanted somebody who might be able to work one-on-one with me and really explore my sleep issues and create a strategy for me and kind of walk me through everything just to help me sleep better. So I found a couple of certification programs to become an adult sleep coach. And then the idea crept in that maybe I could become certified and then solve my own issues and turn it into a business to help others who don't have a great relationship with sleep.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic. So you had a, even though you were working in a corporate setting, you had a little bit of an entrepreneurial find the need and fill it mindset, exactly. Sounds like.
Yeah. So that was over 2 years ago. And so I used everything I learned to improve my own sleep issues, thankfully. And now it's my mission to get out there and help as many people as I can. So, you know, sleep is important for how how effective you are at work, how much patience and how your mood is and your relationships and, you know, how much energy you have to exercise during the day. It pretty much affects everything about your life. And so it's very important. It's something that I want to, you know, kind of share the gift of sleep with others.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love that. Yeah. Especially that you have learned how to, you know, achieve healthy rest without the use of, you know, prescription drugs, that kind of thing that we all know how those have side effects and become addictive. So that's fantastic. Now, so you've been a sleep coach for, I think you said 2 years now. Yeah, has your business fit? What's that?
A little over 2 years.
A little over 2 years. Okay. So since you first started your journey here with, this specialty, has your business vision changed have you pretty much had the same pathway since you first started?
Yeah, it kind of has evolved over this time. I started out only intending to offer adult sleep coaching, but often I'd be talking to someone and they would ask me if I work with children or if I could recommend someone. And so that kind of showed that there was a big need for that. And so my wife and her good friend, Sarah, they were both brave enough to jump on board with me and become pediatric sleep consultants. Nice. They both have nursing backgrounds, so they're already fantastic with parents and kids, and they already know how to sort of coach families as they're dealing with tough situations. So they've been really good additions to the team, and they bring a stronger element to what we're able to offer people.
Yeah, totally. Now, being a mom of three boys, I can totally understand the importance of being able to help your little ones get sleep, because that can be so frustrating and even frightening if sleep is something that they dread. So that's a huge addition to, you know, your business and focus there is to add the pediatrics to it.
That's very true. Yeah. If your children aren't sleeping well, then you're not sleeping well. So the whole family is struggling.
Impacted. Yeah. And it becomes this kind of big ominous thing as 8 o'clock in the evening rolls around the corner. It's like, oh, here we go again. So I know that's for me, it was, fortunately we didn't have to struggle too much with that, but there were situations where it was becoming unbearable. Now for me, you know, one of my areas of expertise, like I mentioned, is helping entrepreneurs get past their fear of selling, because, you know, the fear of selling can be a huge roadblock to growing a successful business. But have there been any big roadblocks for you to have to overcome along your way in starting your own business here?
Yeah, well, the first sort of roadblock I can think of is just that we're operating in a space that hasn't historically had much visibility or awareness. Sleep coaching is still a pretty new profession overall. Mm-hmm. So most people I talk to are very unaware that such a thing as a sleep coach even exists. Right. So when I'm talking to them, it's an opportunity to educate them. But it's probably harder to sell a type of service that people are unfamiliar with. Right. You know, people are familiar with a personal trainer or a nutritionist, and they know they need to eat better or get in better shape. But when it comes to sleep, people just aren't as familiar with its importance.
Right.
Or they just might not prioritize sleep as much as they might eating better or staying in shape. So I think there's a growing wave of awareness about sleep's importance, but it's going to be a while before sleep coaching is more widely known. So there's just a lack of visibility or awareness about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what have you done to overcome this lack of awareness or understanding that there is, you know, there are certified sleep coaches?
I think that the biggest thing right now is just education. It's just trying to get out there and use our content marketing, virtual events just to educate people and let them know that sleep is important, that they, you know, sleep has such a big impact on their life. They don't have to just suffer through their sleep issues. They actually have options for, they can get help from somebody. So we're trying to kind of join this movement of education and just get out there and, you know, teach people about sleep and why they need it and that they can actually be proactive and earn better sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Content marketing is huge. Very, you know, it's the information age, right? So people are always hungry for tips and techniques. And obviously you have a wealth of knowledge in this area, having been struggling with your own problems with attaining great sleep. So you have a perspective, not only as a coach, but having been through the, you know, the real challenges, you know, personally experiencing those. So now, Seth, you're an expert at obviously helping people through this challenge and really solve their sleep issues and become much more confident about sleeping and getting healthy rest. But how do you feel about the sales process? How do you feel about, you know, getting clients, that part of doing business?
Sure. Well, that part of it has actually been a steep learning curve for me.
Okay.
Personally, I've never really enjoyed it when somebody tries to sell me something. You know, like I've gone to conferences where I'm walking down the rows of vendors and exhibitors and trying to avoid eye contact so they won't stop me from my time.
Right.
Or, you know, somebody rings at my doorbell and I'm thinking, oh, great, now I have to find a way to politely say no. Mm-hmm. So I've always avoided being the one doing the selling historically. Right. And the corporate roles that I've had, I've never been responsible for doing any person-to-person selling. Mm-hmm. So there's a sort of that disconnect there. But now that everything depends on being able to get a steady flow of clients, then it's really something I need to embrace.
Right. Yeah. To step firmly into and figure out a way to make it something that you haven't been avoiding yourself. So, exactly. So that's been the main challenge, is just changing your whole feeling about the sales process and just understanding that there is, well, let me rephrase this. If you knew that you weren't that annoying person trying to lure somebody into their booth or interrupting their dinner or that kind of thing, I mean, that would make you feel a little bit more confident about your role, I'm sure. But I guess your biggest question is how to feel better about the sales process, or is it just how to, is that mainly it?
Yeah, I think it seems like there's sort of a balance between being too pushy and not being assertive enough. Mm-hmm. And so it's trying to find that balance. And I think I probably err on the side of not being assertive enough.
Sure.
And I think it's probably because I don't like being sold to, I assume the others are the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feeling of being pressured is not good. Well, would you like a little tip or technique here to help you with that?
I would love that, Wendy. Thank you.
Okay. This is the Selling Made Easy show, and this is one area where I can shine light on how to just adjust that part of the, you know, doing business so that it's much easier. You know, one of the most important things to do is to just really remind yourself of the experience that you had, you know, when you were struggling. So, I mean, it was really a rough situation when you were struggling with getting good sleep and it was impacting everything that you were doing. And really remember that feeling and how others, you know, are feeling that way. If you're talking to somebody who hasn't been feeling that way, then they're probably not your ideal client. You know, mm-hmm. if sleep is for the most part something that they're good at, you know, they can attain healthy sleep, then, you know, they're not needing your coaching service. So if you were to try to sell them your program, then they would probably back away and feel, you know, like it wasn't the right thing that they wanted to, you know, move forward with. But if somebody was going through that same kind of struggle as you, so that's the first step, is just identify if they're qualified, if they really are, you know, what kind of challenges are they having with their sleep, and to really understand to what degree and consistency their problem is, and relate your story with them and let them know that they're not alone, first off, and that, you know, you yourself experienced it firsthand and just how debilitating it was to to be struggling with lack of rest. And then once they agree that, yeah, they're in the same situation, then it just becomes a matter of, you know, a conversation of how you work with people to help them achieve that feeling of, and you know it better than a lot of people, just that difference between feeling just kind of out of it and hoping that you can make it through your day to finally just feeling energized and able to focus and the ease that comes along with good rest on a consistent basis, not just one night a week or something, but on a consistent basis, and asking, you know, if that's something that would make a difference for them. So again, bring them into the conversation. And then it's more of a conversation instead of trying to sell them something. Then you just present how you can possibly work together to help them achieve that.
That makes sense, Wendy.
One thing I also wanted to ask you, you know, we're in the midst of this COVID pandemic, and it's causing a lot of stress in and of itself, and impacting a lot of business owners and coaches in the way that they're serving people. Has this pandemic affected your business or the way that you're able to reach people and do your work?
Yes, I would say it hasn't affected our coaching because we were already pretty much set up to do virtual coaching. So that part of it has been pretty good. But we, before this whole thing happened, we were, you know, kind of getting into the swing of networking and, you know, meeting people in person. And there were events that we wanted to exhibit at, and so we had a lot of things like that lined up, and those things have all been canceled, or you have to find a different way to do it. So it's been transitioning to finding virtual ways to still get out there and meet people and be visible.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is a problem that a lot of businesses have been straddled with. So hopefully this situation we're in right now will transition back to at least being able to do business as usual. So now, Seth, you know, how do you work with, you just mentioned that your work is virtual, so you don't have people come into a studio or any, you know, or your office space or something like this, but how do you work with people who are really wanting to finally achieve great sleep on a regular basis so that they can perform better in everyday life and have better relationships?
Sure. So it's sort of the same between our adult and pediatric sleep coaching sides, but basically we have people fill out intake forms to just get a better picture of what is going on with their sleep or their children's sleep, just so we can get a good snapshot of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And then we will work with them to, you know, gather more information. Once we have a good picture of it, we'll devise a personalized sleep plan. So we'll start out, we'll lay out exactly the steps that we need to take. And then sort of week by week, we build on these habits and behaviors that we need to change. For adults, it's usually a little more complicated than children, because for adults, we've spent so much time building these unhealthy habits that are affecting our sleep, or, mm-hmm. You know, our lifestyles are sort of designed in a way that's not really conducive to great sleep. And so it's sort of breaking down those negative habits and replacing them with better habits or better lifestyle changes.
I see. So
we start out with kind of baby steps and build on those each week. We look at anything from your stress levels to your mindset about sleep, dig into your nutrition, how that can affect your sleep. There's a lot of things that between, you know, person to person can really affect how each person is sleeping. And so we really look at those things and kind of dig deep and then just come up with a plan that we can implement each week until that you can really solidify these healthy changes and,
right.
and improve
right. sleep. Yeah, it sounds like it's a very complete and thorough process that looks at all different avenues that are impacting, you know, how well people are sleeping. So it sounds like you've really developed a thorough process. It's really impressive, Seth. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners that are probably really, you know, would love to wake up feeling super rested every day and just not have to, you know, stress about laying there and tossing and turning through the night and worrying how that's going to impact their next day. So, you know, how can listeners who are interested in achieving better rest for themselves reach you if they're interested in learning more about, you know, this work that you do?
Sure. Yeah. Anybody who needs better sleep or their children need better sleep, they can visit sleepably.com and sign up for a free discovery call. So we just spend 15 to 20 minutes getting to know you, find out what your challenges are, and see if we're a good fit to help you or your family get better sleep.
Okay.
So it's just kind of gather information and learn more about you. And also, if there are any, you know, entrepreneurs or businesses out there who think they might have an interesting partnership with Sleepably, then I'd love to chat too. So you can always email me at seth@sleepably.com or just use the contact us page on our website.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, that's great. So Sleepably is sleepably.com. And Seth, S-E-T-H, at sleepably.com. Well, you know, you've already shared so many golden nuggets here about, you know, just what goes into achieving great sleep. I mean, everything from diet to, you know, work regimen to, you know, all the complexities that might be impacting one's ability to attain great sleep. And obviously for children, I'm sure diet has a lot to do with that as well. So, you know, we didn't dive into that aspect. But if I were to tap on you for your entrepreneurial expertise, I was wondering if you could share with the listeners here some word of wisdom or nugget, I should say, about just starting your own business, you know, because there are a lot of people that are maybe frustrated or questioning their decision to start their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed. Is there something that you can, you know, some piece of advice that you might be able to share with the listeners?
Sure. There's some advice that's been circulating around that it's pretty widely known, but it's just to try to improve by 1% every day. And so you see this concept with authors who write a couple of pages or a certain number of words each day, every day. They put in the work and eventually they end up with a finished book. And so for me, there's sometimes where it feels like maybe I'm not seeing much movement with my business, or it feels like my to-do list is growing faster than I can keep up with it. But I've just, you know, started to divide up my tasks so that it feels like I'm accomplishing something every day. Maybe it's reaching out to 5 potential partners every day, or choosing one page of my website just to look at, to do a deep dive into it and see where I can find room for improvement. So I think once you string together these, you know, days and weeks, months of this, then you really start to see the results of your consistent work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
So when you're doubting your business or your capabilities, just plow through it. And I think you'll see the benefits of perseverance once you spend time just really grinding.
Yeah. And that, you know, that brings up a really great point in terms of overwhelm. You know, when you start your own business, sometimes there are so many things to do. It can seem like this huge monstrous endeavor, but I love how you're saying to just do 1% more every day. You don't have to do, you know, giant leaps and bounds, and that it cumulatively adds up and makes a big difference. So that's great. I love that. It solves that overwhelm feeling.
Sure.
Well, Seth, it's been so great getting to hear about your journey from, a journalist, right, to working in a marketing capacity within a corporation, to becoming a certified sleep coach, and learn about the great work that you're doing with people. And I have really enjoyed our conversation. So I really want to thank you for being our guest on the show today.
You too, Wendy. It's been great. And thank you for the on-the-spot coaching. I think that's going to be very helpful.
Yeah, well, my pleasure. And again, you can reach Seth at seth@sleepably.com, or just go to his website, sleepably.com, sleepably.com. And look for that link to a free discovery call. That's sounds like it's really got a lot of value in that, and would be a great choice for our listeners to take advantage of. So thank you so much for offering that, Seth. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, they just weren't my ideal client? Well, if you're curious, just reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at PredictableSalesResults.com. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode with Seth Davis. And as always, here's to your success.